Hey, what's up, Revelation Wellness? I'm Aaron, and I want to thank you for pressing play on this Revving the Word with Alisa. She's bringing the heat on this message as she trains your heart, your mind, your soul, and your body in this endurance workout. So buckle up, friends. This one is pure fire and will grab your heart. Before we get going on this Revving the Word, be sure to check out our big news coming tomorrow over on Instagram and Facebook. We're announcing the lineup of global ministry leaders taking us through the Love Pace Race. This is going to be so much fun, so don't miss it. And if you're ready to train at the speed of love, swipe up on the show notes to find out more about Love Pace Race coming soon. Thanks again for being here. Donors, thanks for making episodes like this possible. If you would do us a favor, rate and leave us a review. Your kind words help us spread the good news. Now, let's get to it.
Getting the playlist going in 3, 2, 1, play. Take a deep breath and inhale through your nose. Let your belly expand. Exhale. Feel the weight of your body in your feet. Or maybe in your chair. If you're upright, it's a good day. If you're laying down today and you need to just squeeze your muscles and listen to my voice and rise up some hope, that's what we're going to do together. We're going to move our bodies. And we're going to hear the word of God. This is such a get-to. You should expect to feel great after this. You should expect that God is going to speak to you and it's going to shift something inside of you. Hi, friend. I'm Alisa Keaton, the founder of Revelation Wellness. And this is episode 882. My goodness. We are close to 1,000. What? Let's just stay in the moment, Alisa. Stay in the moment. Just like you right now. Stay in your body. Stay right here. So here's what we're going to do. However you choose to move your body. Say out loud right now. It's good. This is good. Say it. Say it until you believe it. Now. I want you to say it again as if someone who is trying to tell you it's bad hears you say, oh no, this is good. It's good. Let's pray. God, we love you. We thank you. We say, come on in, into our hearts, our bodies, our minds, our soul desires, and make yourself at home. In Jesus' name. Everyone who wants that says, amen, grab it. It means so be it. When you say amen, yeah, give me some of that. All right, so here's the deal. Scale of 1 to 10. Effort, laying in bed, eyes open is a 1. You are not a 1 anymore. I imagine you've gotta be, you were a 2 to 3 to 4 when you moved around your house, got a drink of water, went to the bathroom, brushed your teeth, whatever you did. Now we're a 5. 5 to 7. Moderate intensity. You can feel the rise of your chest on an inhale and the fall as you exhale. Relax your shoulders. Shake your hands out a bit. Maybe tap your thighs. Give them a nice little love pat. It's good. Come on. Your molecules are listening, friends. Your molecules are listening. You get what you expect. What you look for, you find. Belief in who God is. I'm going to pray our teaching text today over us. It's Joshua 2, 1 through 11. Get ready, because I'm going to preach my face off today. This one's been burning my bones. Joshua 2, verse 1. And Joshua, the son of Nun, sent 2 men secretly from Shittim as spies, saying, go view the land, especially Jericho, And they went and came into the house of a prostitute whose name was Rahab and lodged there. And it was told to the king of Jericho, "Behold, men of Israel have come here tonight to search out the land." Then the king of Jericho said to Rahab, saying, "Bring out the men who have come to you, who entered your house, for they have come to search out all the land." But the woman had taken the two men and hidden them. And she said, "True, the men came to me, but I did not know where they were from." And when the gate was about to be closed at dark, the men went out. "I do not know where the men went. Pursue them quickly, for you will overtake them." But she had brought them up to the roof and hid them with the stalks of flax that she had laid in order on the roof. So the men pursued after them on the way to the Jordan as far as the fords, and the gate was shut as soon as the pursuers had gone out. Before the men lay down, she came up to them on the roof, and she said to the men, "I know that the Lord has given you the land, and that you, the fear of you, have fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land melt away before you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea before you when you came out of Egypt. What you did to the two kings of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan, to Sihon and Og, whom you devoted to destruction. And as soon as we heard it, our hearts melted, and there was no spirit left in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in the heavens above and on the earth beneath." This is the word of the Lord. Be a seven. Come on. How many things in that passage grabbed your heart? Friends, I have a question for us today. Now, I'm going to start with a statement. This is the statement today. Three words. Are you ready? Say it with me after I say it. Hell has heard. Hell has heard. Increase your effort. Go to an eight. Light feet. Come on. Think lightly. Think clearly. Full back via seven. Here's what I love about this passage, y'all. First of all, context. Joshua has picked up the mantle of leading God's people into the promised land. Moses has died. Moses, oh, let's just honor Moses. Everyone, you are here right now because of Moses. Come on. And before Moses, Joseph. And before Joseph, Jacob. Before Jacob, you know where I'm going. Come on. Accelerate. All the way back to the beginning, God had an idea. You are his good idea. The enemy, the serpent, the one who's crafty, is also a created being who has never seen anything more beautiful than you, created in God's image. He doesn't have a body, and he hates your body. He hates that you can think clearly. He hates that you can speak soberly. We have an enemy from the very beginning. Listen, this is not a surprise to God. You were created to overcome. You were created to subdue and have dominion. Genesis 1, 26 through 28. Be fruitful, multiply, subdue, and have dominion. Y'all, the storyline has not changed. God is victorious. Our Father, who is in heaven, is victorious. Who shall we fear? Hell has seen you in your mother's womb, and hell has heard of who this God is. And Joshua is now picking up the mantle to take God's people, say a seven, into the promised land. Friend, you need to hear me say this. God has a promised place for you. In eternity past, before he even created the heavens and the earth, he had you in mind. And he created you to know him and to make him known. And we do that by walking by faith and not by sight. And we take the territory back that sin, one dreadful day in a garden, began to take root of like a cancer. We are the cure. Christ in us, the cure. We carry the remedy. And so Joshua, crossing over to the promised land, sends out two spies and says, go view the land. Now, a little history. 40 years prior, the people were told they could go take the land under Moses' leadership. But the people feared the giants. They feared the enemies. And so a 12-day journey, instead of taking 12 days, took 40 years. Shoot, I'll take 40 days over 40 years. Now, 40 years later, they're moving. The unbelief and the grumbling had died off in the camp. This next generation was ready to go. Go, push to an 8. Maybe to a 9. Come on. Every step you take, taking the territory God has said is yours. Pull back. Come on, relax your shoulders. Lift the corners of your mouth. Take a breath through your nose. Tell yourself, this is good. Oh, this is gonna be good. Push, 8 or 9, go. Oh, y'all, this is where I wish I had a handheld mic, because what's coming out my lungs is gonna blow out your ears. And poor Aaron, our audio editor, is gonna say, Elisa, stop doing that. Pull back. Here's what I wanna say. When I read this story, God's people are taking the land. 40 years later, they could have had this land 39 years and 353 days sooner, but their unbelief kept them out. But now they're going. The next generation is going. Be a seven. And so he sends out two spies to spy on Jericho. Because pretty soon they're going to walk that wall and it's going to fall. You know that? Yeah, yeah. But first, he sends out two men from Shittim. Everyone say Shittim. Yeah, let your kids know that word. Shittim. It's a real place. And he sends them out from Shittim and says, go spy out that land. And these two brave men, man, they must have been ready for it. This is why do not squelch the vigor, the zeal of a younger generation. Fan that flame. Fan that flame. They're like, let's go. Two men. Before it was 12 people, now it's 2. Maybe Joshua's like, you know what? Too many people being sent, too many fears. You two, go. And so they get to Jericho, and they enter a prostitute's house. I love the Bible. I love it. I love how God writes in those who have been written off. He's like, I love Cohen in the back door. Where you don't expect it, expect it. And these two men come in to the prostitute's house, and Rahab, she knows about God. And God knows she knows about God. God is making a way. God is making a way. She hides the men up on the roof. The people, the officers of Jericho, come to interrogate her. And this bold prostitute, bold face lies. You know who she's lying to? The enemy. She speaks to him in a lie that he believes, that they believe, because she knows God. If you know God, you can pull a fast one on the enemy. Any day, all day, every day. Push to an 8. 1 minute. You give me an 8. Come on. Give me your 8. And if you can't do the 1 minute, if all you can do is 20 seconds, don't you dare shame yourself. You're failing. You're frequently attempting and learning. What is an 8 for you for 1 minute? Holy Spirit, give us wisdom. When you say go, we go. When you say give me 80%, we know 80%. Don't stop. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, pull back. Okay, listen. Listen to what Rahab, a prostitute, a woman. Whoo! Shout out to the women in Bible history who were just happy to serve God, happy to be in his house. Lord, let us forever be grateful for the sons and daughters, your sons and daughters. So Rahab hides these spies on the roof and sends her own people, of which she belongs, those in Jericho who are enemies of God. She sends them on a goose chase. Those officers leave, and all the officers, she goes up onto the roof and has a conversation with these two men. Before they lay down, she comes to them and says this: I know that the Lord has given you the land, and that the fear of you has fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land melt away before you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea before you, and when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites, Sihon and Og. Did you hear that? For we have heard, everyone, Jericho had been laying in wait in fear for 40 years. 40 years ago, they had heard of this God who split the Red Sea and a people that were coming for them. And God was on their side. For 40 years, they had heard of this, but they had not seen. Here's my question today. Why are we being overcome right now? And here's my reply. It's because Satan and all his servants of hell have heard of us, but have not seen us. It's time to take our place, y'all. Right now, hell trembles when you, for a moment, think to yourself, I can trust God. I think I don't have to just believe in God. Belief is not the same as trust. You can do belief with your head and your heart, but with trust, you do it with your hands and feet. It grieves me to think how many tactics of the enemy are succeeding right now because they've heard of us, they haven't seen us. Oh, don't you forget, hell knows who Jesus is. Oh, do you? For we have heard. For 40 years, we heard about you, and it's still in our hearts. Why do you think the men of Jericho were like, who's there? Who's here? Is it them? They're paranoid. All of hell is paranoid. Let's stop making hell wait. No more hearing about us. It's time to see us. Let's stop procrastinating, forfeiting our inheritance. They have heard of us. They've heard of you. Right now, get up, repent, throw up. And I mean that. Get that stuff out of you that doesn't belong in you. Take your land. Be an eight. We have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea before you and what you did to the kings in those foreign lands when you were in the wilderness, when you were a poor, wandering people. We've heard about you. And as soon as we heard it, Rahab says, our hearts melted and there was no spirit left in any man because of you. Make hell run.
This is how I fight my battles.
Seven.
This is how I fight my battles. This is how. Yeah, this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight.
Come on. Y'all, 64 years had passed between Joseph and the birth of Moses. 64 years have passed, and now another 40 years. Actually, birth of Moses.
You guys want to do something crazy tonight?
And then we know Moses grew up in Pharaoh's house.
All deliverance happens when we sing.
And killed an Egyptian who was mistreating his own people because Moses knew he was an Israelite. Moses knew. You can dress me up in all this garb and fancy clothing and riches, but I know who I am.
Foolish.
And the way my people are being treated is not right.
And
so Moses kills a man in his zeal. You know what I like to say about Moses? Right heart, wrong character, wrong technique. His heart was he wanted his people free. He wanted his people with dignity. He knew that his people were a people chosen. He knew of the stories of Joseph. He knew the testimony. He knew. And Moses leads people into the wilderness for 40 years. And enemies hear about this. For we have heard. Moses never saw the ambush of the Lord that was about to happen as the people take Jericho and the walls fall because hearts were melting with fear. Melt some hearts, guys. for we have heard. Hell knows your name. What do you have to fear? If God is with you, who can be against you? One could put 1,000 to flight, 2 to 10,000. Come on. Hell has heard. Let me ask you this question. What does hell think of you? Does hell think of you? If you don't actually put your faith in God, which means you take steps, you trust God, hell's not concerned about you. The minute you get up off the couch, the minute you act opposite of your flesh, the minute you crucify your flesh and live according to the Spirit, hell hears. And its hearts melt. Melt some hearts. For 40 years, the fear of God rested on the enemies. For 40 years, I don't want hell to have to wait one more day longer than God has told me. Come on. Gosh, do you get the picture? They were paranoid. Jericho was paranoid. And the people of God could have had this land much earlier. But they did not know who God was. Because you can take the people of God out of Egypt, but it takes time to get the Egypt out of the people of God. So listen, if you feel like your plans are being thwarted, taking a long time, do not despise. Become willing with God. Be willing. In what feels like a delay, rend your garments, open your heart, and say, God, what are you trying to get at in me? Because hell has heard about me. Hell has heard about you, God. Hell has heard of God. Remember this. God is faithful to himself. This is his story. History is his. He will bless his people and destroy his adversary. Which side of history will you be on? I do not want to get to heaven and hear the Lord say, you know, hell heard about you in this realm and in this way, but you didn't act. Oh, you didn't believe and act with trust. God is about God, guys. The Bible, God's word is about God. So please do not hear this message as a personal growth sermon. Listen, I just personally hate hell. Enmity has been placed between me and Satan, and I hate him. I hate what he does to my children. I hate what he's doing to a generation. I hate what he does to the earth. I hate it. I hate the depravity. I hate wickedness. And woe to me, because that stuff gets in me and on me, and that's why the word of God, it washes me. It cleanses me. It prepares me for every battle. I want to be on the right side of history. How about you? I do not want to have the servants of hell and Satan. I don't want him bored. Say that with me. I will not bore hell. Come on, everyone, normalize discomfort. This is what we were called to. Jesus overcame the grave. What can man do to us? Take your place. Stand. You don't have to run with a javelin and cut off ears with your sword and stab people in the heart. The enemy's the enemy. People are not. Take your stand. God will provide. God provided for his people, these two spies, through the entry point of a prostitute. Hey! Think about this. Rahab was used to men coming to use her. Woo-hoo! And this is her moment. These two men, I'm going to provide for them, and they can help me get out of this, because I have heard of these people. I will serve these people. I will risk my life. Rahab heard, believed, and she trusted. She could have been killed, y'all. Killed, her whole family killed. This is what the beauty of desperation is. It's a beautiful thing. Woo! Desperate people do miracle things. Because God is on their side. And they also know, if I perish, I perish. I'm not really living anyways. This is my chance. For we have heard, when God blesses his people, he works on their behalf and does things that makes hell tremble. We have heard. She says, as soon as we heard about the Red Sea parting 40 years ago, our hearts melted and there was no spirit left in any man because of you. What does hell think of you? Is hell afraid of you? Whose heart have you melted lately? Was it one of flesh and blood? Wrong enemy. There is a realm of darkness that is running amok because due to our blessings, we are distracted by our desire for comfort or the pursuit of pretty things. We are quietly slipping into captivity.
What are we waiting for?
Wake up. They have heard of us. I love the thought of how paranoid the enemy is concerning us. He is paranoid. He has heard of the works of God, and he is banking on the fact that you won't trust God and act, that I won't trust God and act. He's not so concerned about us believing in God. Believing is head knowledge. But if that head knowledge makes its way to our heart and out our hands, hell begins to melt. Wake up. Get up. Melt some hearts. Sing it, Nina. What are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? Hell has heard. Hell has heard. Make it tremble. Thank you, God, for this time. Get this word deep, deep, deep into the inner recesses of our brain where courage lies, where our faith becomes fleshed out. Make it real. Bless the listener, God. I bless them with all the goodness of God. I bless them, God. I bless them with the resources, every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms. Bless them, God. Equip them. I want you to right now see resources getting into your pockets. And it's not silver and gold. It's the Holy Spirit filling you full to the measure of fullness until you shake and explode and run over. Take the land. Hell has heard. We love you, Jesus. This is for you. Amen.